kur Sara fl-ipratan. Il-Mediterran razzi taqlubija rebħiet u tbatija fl-avventuri tal-Baħara Kursara fostom għadbir ta' Mati li rari għataw qalbhom jitqabdu biex ikaxfru nisu mħażen lejn għad. Għal darbu ħran sija l-aħħar darba minna ħatijaj ċalxwireb nil-qakom għal din l-edizzjoni li tagħlaq tinkuruna biex ngħidu hekk żewġ sensiliet abbastanza twal kien fihom 17 u 18 il-programm flimkien ngħaddejjin medda minn frar issa l-aħħar ta' Settembru 2008 meta xandru l-ewwel darba għal min forsi jismagħhom iktar tard fuq il-website tal-Campus FM li huma kollha hemmhekk u għalhekk faċli mill-webcasts, mill-parti webcasts tal-dina il-Campus FM, sit tal-Università li huwa propju għal dan ir-radju. U minn hawn uħu l-opportunità wkoll nsellem lil dawk is-semmija kollha Maltin li huma imbedin l-gżejjer tagħna u li qaluli kemm il-darba li jisimgħuhom minn postijiet il-bogħod. U meta ngħid il-bogħod mhux qed nesaġġer, ġifieri ħabib kbir tiegħi jismana mill-Kanada. Regolari nafri xaħat l-Istati Uniti, l-Australia u l-Ingilterra, l-Italia, Brussels, dawn huma aktar komuni. Imma tiskantallu mhux vera l-mezzi tax-xandir saru daqstant kondi li tista' tisma' anki programm Malti li huwa l-Maltin, imma l-Maltin ta' kullum kien kif ngħidu, għalhekk ħadd gost anki bir-rimarki li rċivejt matul is-sensiera għaliex is-suġġett kien affaxxinanti. Naħseb li dan ovvjament mhux il-Maltin li huma imbeda mill-Gżejjer tagħna biss interessa u din għal raġuni nostalġika u ġewwa meta l-bniedem jitbiegħed minn pajjiżu bħal donnu jfittex l-identità tiegħu iktar, imma anki għall-Maltin aħna li ngħixu hawn kuljum inħarsu lejn daw l-ibħra li dawruna u forsi ma taġġ tajna każ fl-imodi kemm dan is-suġġett huwa kbir, wiesa, għandek ħafna x'tirriċerka fih. U li forsi ħaqqu aktar attenzjoni. Il-Kursara forsi għal diversi snin ukoll, ma rridux ninsow li meta kienu popolari il-Kursara, ma ġismi meta ma kienux popolari, anzi kienu kundannati minn ċertu rati ewlenin Ewropej. U għalhekk jiġi żmien meta donnok jekk issemmi l-Kursara jew il-familja tiegħek kellha x'taqsam mal-Kursara tibda tidher ikraħ, tibda tidher soċjalment mhux aċċettabbli. U nagħti jiena naħseb l-impressjoni tiegħi li wara li ġew l-Ingliżi u mbagħad kien baqa l-aħħar snin u sal-1830 il-Franċiżi tista' tgħid okkupaw l-Afrika ta' fuq Barbarija għall-Kursara u hemmhekk il-Kursara mhux biss ma komplewx iżjed imma probabbli bdew ħarsu lejhom bħala xi ħaġa kera mill-modi. U għalhekk ma niskantaw xejn li aħna li konna taħt l-Ingliżi għal xieren ta' snin 160 sena, awtomatikament l-semmi li kellek x'taqsam mal-Kursara ma kienx xi ħaġa aċċettabbli. U għalhekk jista' jkun li treknet kemm jista' jkun din inta fatt taħt it-tapib. Kien żmien ukoll meta l-modi ma kienx studjat bħallum bir-riċerki kullum kien. U llum inkixef ix-xogħol u allura ġie iktar interessanti. Ħadd gost kumment ta' ħabib tiegħi, il-professur Kastar, illi apprezza wkoll ġi kemm il-darba hawnhekk bħal ħafna oħrajn li ġew hawnhekk, imma apprezza li forsi din is-sensiela għenet biex tefa' tiddawl iżjed fuq ċertu rkejjen ta' dana il-fenomenu. S'intendi impossibbli insemmi il-professuri, l-esperti, l-istoriċi, ħbib tagħna li jisimgħu il-programm b'interess li kummenti tagħhom mhux biss għenu biex nfittex iżjed biex nara lil min inġib hawnhekk, imma anki għenu biex tefgħu aspetti ġodda li forsi matul is-sensiela ma kinux ċari quddiemna. U naħseb li fl-aħħar mill-aħħar spiċċajna anke l-ġimgħa l-oħra kienna l-mużika fuq il-galeri tal-Kavalieri. Naħseb li kważi kważi ma fadħal ebda rokna li ma żorniex. Żgur li baqa' zgur li jem xkop fejdan ket it-tella sensi la oħra un-nittama forsi 50 snin, 50 żmien, inkunu nistgħu ngħidu smgħu materjal ġdid u ta' min jerġa' jagħmel it-tielet sensiela. Imma da wieħed ħadd jrid jarah. Illum fil-programm tal-lum se neħu ħsieb ukoll li nagħlqu l-intervista interessantissima li kellna u li qed fadlilha ftit minuti mhux ħażin biex iwassalilkom tal-professur Franċiż Alain Blondy li huwa professur is-Sorbonne Università ta' Malta li tana stampa miftuħa wiesa ċara politikament kronoloġikament korretta b'mod li tifhimha malajr u dana għamlu għaliex huwa studja dan il-fenomenu u anke l-konnessjonijiet ta' Malta u Franza li fil-korso kienu qawwijin ħafna studjaħ sewwa u għalhekk seta' jaraħ fil-komplessità u l-komplementarjetà tiegħu fil-Mediterran. Mekk naħseb fimna aħjar ukoll l-iżvilupp kollu tiegħu. Fadallu suġġett huwa tant qabiħ li fadallu xejdinna llum. Qabel, bħalma nagħmlu dejjem ukoll għaliex jiena nieħu gost li waslilkom daw l-irkejjen li taqralna Kathleen Mamo, jiena nfittxhom minn diversi postijiet differenti u propju dan l-aħħar ġie f'idejja mktejjeb tista' tgħidu isu brochure tal-turizmu prattikament, jiġifieri ma jiġix biex ngħidlek mhux xi ktieb akademiku, imma t-tarif li kien hemm fih fuq gżejjer partikulari 12 minnhom li l-kapitali tagħhom jew l-ewlenija tagħhom hija Rodi, jiġifieri ġew il-kavalieri minn hemmhekk meta tilfuha fl-1522, li hemmhekk ukoll daw il-gżejjer għalla volja mbeda ħafna minnha qegħdin fit-tarf tal-Greċja, fl-iktar punt tal-vant tal-Greċja, l-iktar il-bogħod minnha minn art Griega, u qegħdin biż-żewġ kilometri l-bogħod mit-Turkija, u għalhekk tistgħu taħsbu kemm qegħdin veru fil-vant. Imma dawn il-gżejjer, Rodi inkluża, speċjalment wara l-kavallieri, għandhom storja kbira tal-kursara. U forsi kontrarju għalli nagħmlu aħna, jien ma niftakarx li qrajt brochure fuq Malta u jitkellem fuq il-kursara, imkien. Dal kontrarju, dan il-brochure huwa kważi speċifikament fuq il-korso f'dawn il-gżejjer. Sfortunatament daw huma l-vittmi. Jiġifieri il-gżejjer koll għandhom storja li tajt kemm huma spiċċaw fit-tmi tal-korso kemm tal-barberija li kienu jmorru hemm biex jeħdulhom in-nies ħalli jkollhom il-qaddiefa fuq il-galeri. Kif ukoll tal-insara li kienu jmorru hemm biex jaħtfuhom biex jibbiegħuhom bħala sira. Dawn kienu gżejjer ortodossi, Ottomani dejjem, imma Ortodossi. U aħna nafu minn dan il-programm kemm il-darba tkellimna fuqha li l-insara inkluż il-Maltin u l-Kavallieri ma kinux jiskandalizzaw ruhom jaħtfu nies Ottomani alla vola jkunu nsara, alla vola jkunu Ortodossi, bl-iskuża li daw mal-Ottomani mela kontratana. U għalhekk daw għandhom din l-istorja wkoll u jitkazaw bl-insara la qabduhom. U fost dawn in-nies li kienu jmorru jattakkawhom, u fost dawn in-nies li kienu iwerru ruhom, u forse dawn in-nies li alla fine spiċċaw saru jafu b'xiber b'xiber daw il-gżejjer, kien hemm il-kursara Maltin. Alla voli dak il-bot kollu. U kienu kif nafu anke ġieli kuna qattaw xtiew il-Maltin hemmhekk. Imorru joqogħdu hemm jgħixu hemm. U darba niftakar konna qegħdin nitkellmu anke jgħu ma' Dr. Zammit, Martin Zammit, u semminna Malta ma' ġemm Sparta fil-Greċja tas-Sud ta' nofsinhar. Illum sibt li fuq waħda minn daw 12 il-gżejjer li qed nitkellmu dwarhom mill-Greċja, f'waħda minnhom li jisima' Asti Palea, hemm reġjun sħiħ b'roħula b'kollox li jismu Malte Zama. Malte Zama. U dan ġej propju għaliex kien hemm grupp ta' kursara Maltin li alla fine della storja, bħalma jgħidu Italjani, baqgħu jgħixu hemm, tħaltu man-nistem, bdew minn hemm jużaw l-attakki eċetera eċetera, tant inqataw minn Malta li baqgħu jgħixu hemm, meta spiċċa l-korsu daw sabu ruħhom minn taħt l-Ottomani mbagħad taħt il-Griki, kellhom iż-żewġu n-nies tal-post, ovvjament żewġ kienu kollha arġiel kursara, baqgħu jgħixu hemmhekk illum jaqalgħu il-ħobża ta' kuljum mit-turiżmu bħalna fi gżira li qiegħda tixbaħ lil Malta l-kemm imbeda minna u propju kaxkru magħhom isimhom. Jiġifieri, ir-reġjun kollu jismu Malte Zama. Ma nafx hekk kienx hawn minn mar hemmhekk naflu rodi jmorru ħafna Maltin, imma forsi dik gżira hija ħafna bibu għadba barodi ħadd ma jagħti kasa u għalhekk qasti palea. Qasti palea li tinsab fil-punent ta' dawn il-gżejjer ma dejjem fil-vant. U għalhekk Malteżama se tkun ta' interess partikolari. Tix nisimgħu iżjed dwar daw il-gżejjer famużi li propjament jgħidulhom Dodekanezi. Dodekanezi. Qegħdin fil-baħar iġew u għalhekk hija xi ħaġa li wieħed issa ġeografikament tal-inqas permezz tar-radju impinġu l-ġeografija wkoll il-mappa narawha li qiegħda tmiss kważi mat-Turkija. Ngħaddu għal dan it-tarif interessanti.
Gżejjer u l-ibħra tal-Mediterran mhumiex ftit fil-qatt. Ma bosta minnhom Malta kellha storja komuni fosthom u l-akbar sqallija li għal diversi sekli tista' titqis bħalomna. Ma gżejjer oħra kellna diversi partijiet tal-istorja tagħna qrib tagħhom. Hekk pereżempju ma nistgħux ma nsemmux lill-Korsika li tatna qatta kursara ħabrika fosthom Guglielmo Lorenzi li nqatel mill-Ingliżi għax kien fil-partit tar-Russi meta l-Maltin qamu kontra l-Franċiżi aktar minn 200 sen ilu. Għatta gżejjer oħra li magħhom kellna rabta twila huma dawk Venezzjani li wkoll fi żmien il-kursara kellhom tant xalmuna u tant xi nnegozjaw mal-Orjent. Forsi ma kinux ta' ġewwa bħall-Ispanjoli u l-Franċiżi, iżda żgur kienu qrib sew tal-kavalliri, bħal pereżempju fi żmien il-kursar mexxej Dorja. Il-gżejjer Jonjani qatt mhu magħna wkoll destin eqreb tagħna taħt l-Ingliżi. Il-gżejjer tal-Afrika ta' fuq, Pantelleria jew dawk Spanjoli, qatt mhu magħna tbaħħir kollu fil-Punent, bħal ma għadhom jagħmlu tal-lum b'xi tiġrija tal-Mediterran jew tbaħħir għall-ħarsien fuq movimenti klandestinali. Forsi madan kollu lanqas li nsemmu għal-gżejjer Griegi, fil-qatt huma bl-aqis u għandhom rabtiet mhux biss mal-Biżantini qabel waslet l-Arab fostna imma wkoll malli ġew il-kavalliri bir-Rodjoti li sabu darhom il-Birgu. Jissemmew forsi l-iżjed fi żmien il-kursara meta l-Maltin u l-kavalliri kienu jaħbtu għax-xambekki ta' negozju li kienu kun ġej mis-saltna tal-Ottomani u allura mill-gżejjer Griegi li fil-maġġoranza kienu taħthom. Saħansi transibu għatta Maltin li kienu jqattaw ix-xitwa f'ċerti partijiet tal-Greċja u jgħixu fuq attakki xitwin f'dawn l-ibħra. Konna smajna f'din is-sensiela li jeżisti raħal partikolari qrib il-famuża Sparta fil-Polonezja Griega li għadu sal-lum msejjaħ Malta għal Maltin li għamluh fi żmien il-Korso. Li biex nalqu din is-sensiela ta' tarif fuq postijiet li qasmu magħna l-istorja tal-Korso inħarsu lejn il-Baħar Eġew u l-Gżejjer Dodekanezi li jinsabu fl-aktar punt imbiegħed fil-vant tal-Greċja. Hemm 12 gżira ewlenin u l-aktar famuża fosthom hija Rodi li minnha fl-1522 tkeċċew il-kavalliri. Kif nafu wara kellhom jiġu Malta u jibqgħu magħrufa bħala l-Kavalliri ta' Malta. Fost dawn il-gżejjer Griegi barra Rodi jinsibu wkoll Kos, magħrufa mhux biss għat-turiżmu bħal sħaba l-oħra imma anke għall-kultura u storja partikolari. Hemm ukoll Patmos, Tilos, Qasti Palea, Leros, Lipsi u Karpatos.
Thank you.
interess partikolari għalina l-Maltin f'dawn il-grupp ta' gżejjer Griegi hija l-gżira ta' Sipalea li tinsab fil-Punent u għalhekk l-eqreb lejna. Dan l-ixfija hemm reġjun imsejjaħ Maltetana, imsemmi hekk għall-għad kbir ta' kursara Maltin li kienu jgħixu hemmhekk u li bosta minnhom baqgħu għaddejjin bulidhom sal-lum. Bħalna llum dawn il-Maltin jgħixu mit-turiżmu. Bħal Griegi għandhom djar imbajda, xtajtiet friski u rħula simpatiċi. 2 kilometri kollox u minn dal-gżejjer tasal it-Turkija. Gżejjer għadhom jidbu wkoll rakkonti ta' kemm kursara barbareski propju mill-Afrika ta' fuq ħdejna kienu jwervru l-abitanti. Il-kursara Maltin sintendi ma kienux skrupluzi lanqas, anzi kienu jkaxkru xi drabi anke l-sira ansara ortodossi, sempliċement għax kienu sudditi tal-Imperu Tork. Minnaħa tagħhom it-Torok kienu jkaxkruhom għax kienu kollhom bżonn qatt laqis ta' qaddifa fuq il-galeri. Tad-Dodekanizi insemmu l-gżira ta' Kalimnos li wkoll soffrit mill-kursara barbareski. Din il-gżira llum tisqar li soffrit ukoll mill-kavalieri ta' San Juan meta dawn kienu bbażati frodi qrib tagħha. Esperjenza oħra kera kienet dik tal-gżira ta' Karpatos meta fl-1537 ħatafa u ħarba tal-famuż Ħajreddin Barbarossa. Wara li ma kien fadal xejn xtieħu għaddiha lis-Sultan Tork. L-aħħar gżira vittma tal-ħbit mill-pirati u l-kursara kienet Simi fi żmien il-Biżantini li tħarbtet kemm il-darba mill-kursara ta' kull nazzjoni jew bandiera. Jekk wieħed iżur dawn il-gżejjer illum, isib li ftit li xejn jara bliet u rħula qrib il-kosta, kan seħ minħabba biża' minn attakki mill-mewġ tal-baħar. F'ċerti gżejjer l-aktar puntoli huwa dejjem it-tori taċ-ċittadella, l-istess bħall-maġara fil-gżejjer tagħna. L-aħħar li ġew attakkati dawn il-gżejjer Griegi fil-Vant kien eqreb lejn żmienna. Kien żmien il-pirata Kapodistrias qabel l-indipendenza tal-Greċja. Bis-saħħa tal-Marina Franċiża u dik Ingliża dan il-pirata ltaqa' ma' tmiemu wara ftit żmien biss. Thank you.
l-emek nħallu il-gżejjer Griegi, magħrufin bħala Dodekaniezi, nħallu il-gżira partikolari li smajna dwarha u li jisimha Asti Palea u li ġo fiha hemm ir-reġjun Maltezama, propju imsejjaħ hekk għal dawk il-kursara Maltin li bdew hemmhekk komunità sħiħa u għadha tgħix sallu. Interessanti immorru nżuruha xi ħadd ħalli mis-semmija tagħna x'ma norganizzawx vjaġġ tur ġirja u mmorru nżuru daw il-postijiet fil-Mediterran li huma tal-korso. U naħseb li tkun idea tajba, rridu nsibu l-ħin jil-ewwel wieħed imma tkun sabiħa li wieħed iżur dawna l-postijiet ewlenin u jiftakar fl-istorja hija tur kulturali nittama xi darba jkollna ċans nagħmluh. Nistru ktaw il-professur Franċiż Alain Blondy li huwa mill-Università ta' Sorbonne u ta' Malta qed ikellimna dwar il-korso b'mod ġenerali u jien kif kien fl-istudja ovvjament ipprovajt nipprofetta ruħi kemm jista' jkun biex nitkellem fuq suġġetti li jorbtu mal-korso jew jorbtu mal-istorja ta' Malta Franza biex wieħed il-programm kun qed jagħlqu b'mod komplet kemm jista' jkun. Għalikom il-professur Blondy nissuktaw bl-intervista li bdejna l-ġimgħa li għaddiet.
We speak about the French occupation of Malta, the coming of Bonaparte in Malta, and then the French leaving Malta, and obviously Malta suddenly becomes a colony of Britain for 164 years. Why is it there might be a very obvious answer, because the French and the British were not friends anymore, most probably. But why is it that French commerce suddenly disappears totally from Malta for all those years?
It didn't disappear. But it was forbidden for the French to trade, to commerce in Malta. So, for example, Niccolo's father, Fortunato, is worth read, was an important trader in Marseille. So he kept on commercing with Malta, but through an English society from Leghorn, from Livorno. So, you know, it was always the same.
And other routes, they found other routes.
Absolutely. So, for example, wheat, cotton, and so on, was bought from Malta, sent to France, but by English importers, not directly. So it was the time of the English importers. And when the French wanted to trade with Maltese importers, as they did before, the English said no.
Not directly.
Through us. Mm. So I think that the Maltese discovered that they have changed for the same.
Yes. Could it also be, I don't know if you covered this in your research, but could it also be that the Maltese under the British started to go to Tunisia and the North African countries like Sfax, a particular place, because they still had these commercial connections with the French, or because they were just looking for a better living?
It was for a better living, because people living Malta were very poor, very poor. So they could cultivate, because they knew that the climate, it was the same climate, you know. They could cultivate, or they were carotting drivers. True. You know that in Tunisian slang, a taxi driver is called a Malti.
I see.
So once I was
in... It's a profession for the Malti.
Absolutely. The Malti, they drove, carotting. So now a taxi driver, once I was speaking with one of my colleagues at the University of Malta, of Tunis, and he told me, Heather, call a Malti. A Malti? Why a Malti? Yes, call a Malti. Excuse me, but why a Malti? And a Malti, it's a taxi driver.
I see. So most probably because they were somehow experts on horses, maybe.
Yes,
as well.
Yes. They had Karozin, so Karozin.
They knew the trade.
Yes, yes. And and you know, they drove the women on Friday to the baths to go to the mosque.
Oh, I see.
So they choose a Maltese because the Karozin were closed, so the ladies were not seen.
Uh-huh. Okay, and Maltese were trusted, at least with their ladies. when we come again to the, I'm asking you these questions in connection with France, because I know that you have a special interest in the history of Malta and France, the relationship.
Excuse me, I'm French, nobody
exactly.
Being perfect.
but you are at the Sorbonne and in Malta, yeah. So that's interesting for us as well. When the French left in 1800 in Malta, some of them, like Niccolò, went with the French, whereas others decided to stay, like Vasalli and the rest.
Vasalli, no. Vasalli left.
But was it he exiled?
Yes.
But at first in the city, when he had the choice, perhaps, to leave with the French, he had already left the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, the choice which Niccolò did was a more straightforward choice, because he wanted to be part of France. He left. Whereas Vasalli sort of, maybe because of hunger too, had to leave Valletta earlier. So automatically he became part of the English Malta, so to speak. And then he was exiled.
Yes.
But when you look at their different destinies, so to speak, their different futures, whereas Niccolò ended up in the high society of Paris, of the empire, Vasalli kept moving around until he died very poor in Malta. Does this tell us that the people who left with the French in Malta in 1800 did well after leaving the island? Or not all of them went to Paris and had a good life?
No, it was different, you know. It was the social level of the beginning. Isoard was rich, he was from a rich family. Poussielg was very, very rich also, but many of them, for example, Savona, who was a lawyer, became an important lawyer in Ajaccio, in Corsica, but he remained in Ajaccio, and well, many of them were living, you know, they have to choose. If they want a pension from the French government, they have to live in Marseille, Toulon, or Corsica. If they were rich enough to live by themselves, so they can go where they wanted, and many of them went to Paris. It's the case of Poussielg. Poussielg became very important. He was very rich, he was the banker of the order, and he opened the library. He died, his widow kept on the library, and their daughter married a certain Mr. Plon. And it was the French editor Plon. So Poussielg and the Maltese Poussielg family is one of the most important editors now, even now, Plon.
A long tradition.
Yes, a long tradition.
Professur Alain Blondy mill-Università ta' Sorbonne u ta' Malta illum fil-programm Kursara fl-Tfatana jagħtilha essenzjela billi jitfa' dawl kemm jista' jkun wiesa' fuq il-korso fil-Mediterran u fuq stejjer li jorbtu, stejjer marittimi fil-biċċa kbira tagħhom li jorbtu mal-konnessjonijiet ta' Malta mal-korso Malta u Franza mal-korso. Komplu isimgħu Kursara fl-Tfatana.
Isoard became very important also. You know only Niccolò. Niccolò, yes, was an important musician, but his brothers became very important because they were Bonapartists. They disappeared during the Restoration and the monarchy of July. But with Napoleon III, you see once more all the Niccolò family. And for example, one of his brothers, I think that the youngest one, became inspectors of the monuments in France. So very important, like Mérimée. It was at the same level as Mérimée. Mm-hmm. So it was a rich family. And the others disappeared. Regarding Vasalli was a very poor guy. Excuse me, it's sad to tell it, but he was not important. He was never important. Mm-hmm. The plot against Grandmaster de Rohan was organized and led by Bostredon de Rancijat. Mm-hmm. But the Grandmaster and the judge, who was on Pêche at that time, didn't want to show that the order was divided, and they did choose a poor guy who was here, who was Maltese, a bit learned. So they choose Vasalli, and Vasalli was condemned and sent. You know the answer of Vasalli. If you want to know what was the plot, ask to Bosredon. So, okay, exactly. he was sent back, and when he was in France, he was in charge of the cultivation of cotton in the south of France. So he became important at the time. And he had to leave France when the Restoration came. Louis XVIII didn't want to have cotton in France, so well, okay. Yes. And he left for Spain, and he became a cotton cultivator in Spain. He didn't succeed. Returned in Marseille, and nobody wanted to him, so he went back to Malta, and he became a hero. Well, okay, yeah. That's good for him.
Yeah, and since it was stamped in a way, the British were here in Malta then, and he went into the academics of the language. And,
yes.
Therefore, that made him a hero for the island.
And he is said to become Protestant also.
Yeah, he translated at least the Gospels for the church, although we say that he did it for money. But
he needed money.
Exactly.
All his life he needed money.
Exactly. Yes, he died a poor man as well.
Yes, yes.
Which is true. Finally, maybe a last point. I sometimes say, and although it's not totally your period perhaps of history, but you would know most probably and have an opinion about it, I in a way say that the French connection with Malta is at least 1,000 years old almost because of the Normans.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, because we even find some words in the language that were influenced by the French, the Normans, mm-hmm. in Sicily, for example, in the 12th century, so 11th century, we're going backwards. Could one, in a way, justify that there was at least 1,000 years of frequently interrupted relations with France for the case of Malta?
But I'm not sure that Malta existed at that time, Malta was only one island of the Sicilian archipelago. Malta existed only since the night. Before it was like Pantelleria, Lipari, and so on. It was an island of Sicily, only an island of Sicily, nothing else. The knights made Malta independent because of themselves. They didn't want to be the subjects of the King of Sicily. So Malta became in the mentalities, but in also the opinions, in the international opinions, like a country. But it was only an island of Sicily. So at the times of the knights, of the Messlins, and at the times of the Normans, no, Malta
was just an outpost.
No, absolutely. Well, yes, it was an outpost of Sicily, nothing else. Like Corsica for Genoa, not for France, but for Genoa.
At the time, yes.
It's the same. Yeah.
Oh,
Il professor Alain Blondy, l'Università Sorbonne o ta Malta, illum fil programm kursara fl-tħatana, jatjala essenzjela billi jitfa dawl kemm jista' jkun wiesa' fuq il-korso fil-Mediterran u fuq stejjer li jorbtu, stejjer marittimi fil-biċċa kbira tagħhom, li jorbtu mal-konnessjonijiet ta' Malta mal-korso Malta u Franza mal-korso. Komplu jisimgħu kursara fl-tħatana.
One of the controversies, now this is a totally different subject, about Malta is whether St. Paul ever came to Malta according to the apostles. St. Luke's writings, it seems that he came to Malta in the year 60. But there is a whole controversy which has been going on for a long time. Mm-hmm. Was Malta our Malta, the Malta we now are talking in, or was it another Malta? We speak of two other Maltas. Have you ever come across in your studies this about this case and where St. Paul could have
Yes,
gone?
The problem is that Luke wrote in Greek, you know, so he never wrote Malta but Meliti. And there were at the time four Meliti. So there were Meliti, that is Malta today. There was Meliti in the Adriatic, Melit today. But there were also two others Meliti. Meliti was the main port of Gerba, and there was an island called Meliti. It was one of the Kerkena islands just in front of Sfax. So which Meliti was it? We don't know. The problem is that St. Luke's speaks about the Adriatic, but Adriatic at that time was the center the central Mediterranean, so not only the sea between Italy and the Balkans, but the central Mediterranean. So it's not useful for a geographer. It speaks also in the Greek text of the Gulf of Siirt. So the Gulf of Siirt is very important because it's near Tripoli. And you know, all the maritime streams from Crete, if you are deriving from Crete, normally the streams follow Benghazi, Tripoli, and you go up from Gerba and Kerkena. So the normal way could have been that way. We don't know. But the problem is that nowadays in Kerkena, the two islands, you know, are very two sand beaches, nothing else. The highest point of Kerkena is 5 meters.
Oh, yeah.
So they are like banks.
Shallow.
Absolutely. Yeah. And when you arrive by boat, you have those two islands with the sea passing through them and on the other side. And you have Topos di Thalassos, so like St. Luke's roads. That is a place between two seas, the Thalassos. So it may be there, it may be there. And the peasants of Kerkena called the smallest one, the smallest island, Paulina, and they don't know why. So, but you know, the Muslims are not interested to have St. Paul in the highland, and the Christians are not interested to have St. Paul in a Muslim country. So the tradition wants to have the shipwreck, the St. Paul shipwreck in Malta today. So it's not a problem. But we see only the cult of the shipwreck of St. Paul in Malta since the installation of the order. Mm. And it was something political and economical. Mm. Political because the knights were coming from Rhodes. And they were living in a country where the Greek abbey is when a church has been founded, created by an apostle, it is independent. Mm-hmm. So telling that St. Paul created the Church of Malta was the mean to obtain from the Pope the autocephaly, so the independence of the Church of Malta against the Church of Palermo. And it was a political mean for the order to be independent from the King of Sicily. So this was the first, and the second one was economic, you know, because when you say that a saint was here, you have pilgrimages, you can sail the soil of the grotto and so on. So, well, it's not a problem. This was, it's a tradition. There is no certitude.
And Publius could have been the real Publius, the one of Athens.
Yes, the bishop, yes. But Publius was, you know, it's like Michael or Joe. It was a name, a common name. So he stayed as the protos. This means that he was the most wealthy man. So it can be, he could live in Kerkena, he could live in Gerba, he could live in Malta, and it was called Publius.
Exactly. Maybe you could tell us as a last thing about your future publications. I know you have some in print.
Yes.
What are we waiting to read now?
So I am publishing. I finished the letters. I told you those 4,000 letters from the French embassy during the night period. They will be published at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. I have finished a history of Malta from the prehistory to nowadays, but for the French people coming in Malta, it's a small one, about 200 pages, not a,
yes, a not five for volume. The academics.
No, it's for the public. And I am also preparing a history of the Barbaresque Regency, but it's not the history of Malta.
But that's very interesting because Malta is very close
absolutely
to the Regency.
And I am publishing also the diary of a knight who was the Chevalier de Village and who died in 1792 in the Antilles.
Okay, another part of the world.
Absolutely.
I thank you very much, Professor Blondy, and I look forward to meeting you again. Mwas għanna fi tmim, mux il-program tal-lum bis-simma sensila siħa, kur sara fl-ibħra taħna, tant drajna għarmu fija, tant intom naħseb stennejtuwa, meta tismaw għal-ħamis jew is-sibt, tant jiena. Rajt materjal, intervistajt, għamilt riċerki jien ukoll, fittisht professuri akademiċi, u minn hawn ir-ringrazzju minn qalbi għal-ħin li taw, ħin prezzjuż, għal dawn in-nies li taħli siha siegħu nofs. Ma program huwa jiswa mitqlu deb. Ma ħassew bħalma ħassejt jiena u bħalma naħseb issa tapprezzaw intom li dan huwa suġġett parti mill-identità tagħna u tajjeb li nitkellmu fuqu u nitfgħu id-dawl fuqu dejjem iżjed. Tajjeb ukoll li llum kienet opportunità meta rajna li forsi anke t-turizmu Malti għandu bżonn iħares iktar li dan il-fenomenu. Nafu kemm il-Gżejjer tal-Karibew jagħmlu hit kbira u ħoss enormi bil-Pirates tal-Karibien fiċ-ċinema anke meta tmur f'daw il-Gżejjer, kelli okkażjoni mmur nara xi wħud minnhom u tiskanta kemm kull fejn tmur daw tara postijiet anke tad-divertiment iħin kollu il-pirati telajnu niżlin, fortizzi marbutin mal-pirati. Aħna qisna dan is-suġġett tal-korso kważi mewwitnieh ma tajniex kasu. Willum kellna każ tal-Gżejjer Griegi li fi broċess tat-turizmu l-ewwel u qabel kollox jitfgħu importanza kbira lill-korso. U għalhekk forsi hemmhekk wieħed tagħmi jirrifletti u jieħu lezzjoni. Min-naħa tiegħi nirringrazzja wkoll lill-min ġibidli l-attenzjoni biex nara jew nisma jew nfittex f'ċertu rkejjen fuq ċerti suġġetti u nittamaw li kważi itqajna ma' kulħadd. Kien hemm nies li xtaqt insib ħina li hom ukoll niftakar l-wieħed mill-Baħara u l-Għenin, is-Sur Xkembri li qal li żar il-Mediterran kollu ma nsejtux, imma ma kienx possibbli li jidħol minħabba l-materjal enormi li kelli. Anki l-Sinjur li qal li dwar il-ħares li jidher f'dar partikolari Malta, ma semmejt għatfej biex ma nixbit l-attenzjoni tan-nies li lem. Imma din ukoll tkun interessanti li nistanajdu da senjur li xi mument irrid immur għandu ħalli nara, imqar noqogħdu lejl bil-kamera naraw il-ħares. Biex ma narmuwix kollha nistanajdu li jispirani fwieħed mill-episodji li ħajbda jidher fuq Television Malta mit-tlieta 7 ta' Ottubru fid-29 ta' filgħaxija jismu essenzjali jisimha Il-Mera li jiena ħawwart ukoll biex tidher fiżemm l-Audiovision dika fuq Television Malta u wieħed mill-episodji ta' da' ġurnalist li jkun qiegħed ifittex dejjem fisem il-gazzetta tiegħu Il-Mera huwa proprju il-furban li jidher ftieqa. U dik ġiet ispirata minn dassinju minn din is-sensiela wara kollu, xu għalhekk kollox jorbot. Nirringrazzja l-Issemmija u għal darba oħra min-naħa tiegħi insellmilkom. Biżejjed ngħidilkom biss qabel ma nitlaq li mill-ġimgħa d-dieħla se nibda sensiela oħra hawnhekk magħkom fl-istess ħinijiet u din hija l-isbaħ l-modi. Hemm naqra ħarsa ċinika u forsi anke sarkastika, imma anke ta' riflessjoni edukattiva. Għaliex tant nitkellmu sabiħ fuq l-istorja li forsi wasal iż-żmien ngħidu ma dak il-isbaħ żmien aħna ma qatt nagħmlu xejn li nħabtuha miegħu l-isbaħ li modi. U għalhekk min-naħa tiegħi ċar xwieref l-isfida tiegħi u l-istedina biex mill-ġimgħa d-dieħla tisimgħu programmi ta' diskussjoni imma imsejsa fuq fatti storiċi mqabbla mal-ħajja tagħna mal-Maltin tal-lum. Sa dikinhar insemmi.